This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, America may be a divided country politically, but there are some issues where there is near universal agreement. That would certainly be the case with corporate welfare, what many call crony capitalism. Progressives and conservatives are against it because the government favors some companies over other companies and because taxpayers are on the hook to help large corporations. Brent Gardner argues in an op-ed column that it is time to end the corporate welfare circus. Not only is it a problem at the federal level with loopholes and tax cuts and carve-outs, it has become an issue at the state level. Boeing assembles jetliners in the world's largest building in Everett, Washington. It announced a few years ago that it was looking for a location to build its new 777 plane. In order to keep Boeing from leaving, the state of Washington had to put together an $8.7 billion package, which is the largest such giveaway in American history. There are many other examples. North Carolina sent $320 million to Apple and $250 million to Google so that they would build data services in the Tar Heel State. Kentucky gave $500 million in tax breaks and subsidies for Toyota and Ford auto plants, and Nevada delivered $1.3 billion to Tesla Motors to build an electric car battery plant. Akash Chakuli of Americans for Prosperity was on my radio program and made a good point. He said if tax breaks are a good thing for one company, then it should also be good for all companies. Essentially, these state governments are making the case for cutting the tax rate and reducing intrusive regulation that prevents job growth. Unfortunately, state governments seem all too willing to play favorites and pay certain companies so that they will stay within the state borders or be enticed to relocate to their state. This is crony capitalism at its worst. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Based on the incredible true story and best-selling book from Paramount Pictures and PureFlix comes Same Kind of Different as Me, rated PG-13, in theaters October 20th.